The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate. I'm Claire, your mediator today, and I'm here with Izzy and Louisa.
Hi!
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Out of breath. Still.
Great. It's an amazing spring day.
It is nice outside. I wore
the most thin jacket today, and I was amazing.
I wore the same thin jacket I wear every day, but I didn't wear a hoodie underneath.
Yeah,
a it's in my bag. I took it off after I ran for my life.
Yay. Okay, anyways. Should we get on with the story?
Yeah, what's the first one?
Okay, so... Would I be an a-hole if I told my roommate that she used my pube razor on her face?
No, you're not the a-hole.
All right, Izzy's
again. Okay, so you've claimed the only good option.
It's almost like there's only two options.
Yeah, you... I think you would be the a-hole here. Because, like, ignorance is bliss, right?
Facts.
Good point.
No, you're not an a-hole.
Well, you shouldn't be taking your roommate's stuff in the first place. So, who's really in the wrong here?
Facts. I mean, especially a razor.
I'm going to help your case out a little bit.
All right.
They shouldn't have just left their pube razor out and about. You know what I'm saying? But they're not the a-hole because their roommate should have asked them first. If that's their razor.
Isn't that defending your side, not mine?
I'm saying that they're not the a-hole for telling them that it's the pube razor. And you're saying they are for telling them that it's the pube razor. And you're saying that it's, like, ignorance is bliss, right?
Sure. Facts. Okay, what's the story?
All right. So, I, 20 female, live with my boyfriend, 21M, male, who we'll call Caleb, and our roommate, 24 female, who we'll call Sage. And I've recently noticed my razor moving from the spot I put it. Sage and I agreed we'd have different colored razors, so I assumed the first time or two it moved, it was an accident. But today, I noticed her face was freshly shaved. What? She didn't have a razor in the bathroom, and mine was moved.
Ooh! Ooh! I know where this is going! I know where it's going!
Yikes!
I'm stressing out on how to ask her if she used it, and if she did, if I'd be the a-hole. If I told her that I used it to shave my bikini area so she realizes how gross it is to use someone else's hygiene products. So, would I be the a-hole?
No.
Wait, does she actually use it? Or is she saying, like...
She's assuming it because her face was freshly shaved.
No, I mean...
But she's debating if she wants to tell her...
I'm saying it sounds like she is saying, like, if I told her, like, hey, I know you use this on your face, but by the way, I use it on my pubes. But, like, she doesn't actually use it on her pube. She's just, like, saying that to, like, tell her, to, like, scare her off from using her razor.
You wouldn't want to use the razor for your, like, legs armpits on your face either way. So, like, even if it wasn't used for the pubes, it'd still be
She says, I'm stressing out on how to ask her if she used it, and if she did, if I'd be the a-hole if I told her that I used it to shave my bikini area. So she realizes how gross it is to use someone else's hygiene products. So she's asking... If she would be the a-hole, if she told her that I use this on my bikini area, have you been using it?
Okay, but, like, if you're using... Okay, not to body shame anyone. But, like,
all right.
But, like, if you're using a razor for your face, then you know that you grow facial hair a lot. Whether that it's just normal for you or you have, like, what is it? PCOS. Then you already know that you have that, so shouldn't you have your own hygiene products to begin with? That's like using someone else's toothbrush, bruh.
Nah.
Using someone else's soap.
Maybe I'm dirty, but that doesn't really bother me.
No, but shoving it in there.
Oh, okay, call back. Okay, reference.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
But, like, if there's... poop chunks on my soap. I'm not putting it on my body.
Throw that.
As long looks clean.
But I think like, for razors, like, you realize when you shave, you are getting parts of your skin in the razor. Like, it's not clean.
Coochie hair. Coochie skin on your face.
Like, you wouldn't use your coochie razor for your face.
No.
Period. Even if it's yours.
I think you should get your, if you're not, if you have PCOS, you should either get your own razor or use a face razor for that.
Yeah, that's true. There's like the.
Yeah.
The
scrapers. So, I mean, if she notices her face is freshly shaved, there's a chance she's also using her own facial razor, you know?
But also, if you have your own razor in the bathroom, why are you stating your roommates use yours? Wait, I'm going to
they already have two razors, by the way.
I forgot my argument. They are the a-hole. The a-hole?
Yeah.
A-hole. Okay. Like, if it's really that big of a deal for you, you should keep it separately entirely. Like, keep it in your room or have, like, your own toiletry bag. Yeah, and then bring it into the bathroom when you're doing it. So I also think you would make her a little bit of the a-hole because, like I said, ignorance is bliss. And I would rather just not know that there's been, like, coochie hair on my face when I'm shaving my face.
Also, how many times are you changing the razor?
I wouldn't be using anybody else's razor.
But like,
unless it's like my legs,
razor,
God forbid.
I also,
that's still a question that you don't need to be asking.
But I think like also, if you guys decided what color you're using for your razors,
stick to your
maybe
color.
Yeah, but like maybe also she got confused and was like, oh, I'm this color, and then the other girl thinks I'm also that color, and they've just been using the same one. Because that actually happened once with my sister and I, so I do understand the confusion.
Ugh.
Not with razors, though. It was with a toothbrush.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So. Ugh. I actually knew that. I've done that before, too.
I know. It's so
but at least
disgusting.
You guys have sisters.
We went to the bathroom, and I picked up her toothbrush, and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, brushing my teeth. And she's like, that's mine.
That happened
and I was
to
like,
me, too.
No, it's mine.
Okay, but you're also twins, so, like, you already share the same DNA and everything. I have a brother.
It's not the same, Izzy. I mean, like, would you?
I'm not saying it's. I'm not saying it's like.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's like. Like
still
okay.
Still different mouths.
Still put different things in those.
I'm not saying like it's like normal, but like at least it's better. Like you have sisters.
Yeah, but like it is gross because like, I don't know. That's the kind of thing that would drive me crazy. Like that literally happened to me where I was putting like the toothbrush head on the same base because we use like an electric toothbrush, but we share the same base. So like you just change the heads. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The brushes part. So I was putting mine on, and she's like, "Why are you touching my toothbrush?" And I was like,
"Wait, so only one of you can change like can brush their teeth at a time?"
No, we have multiple bases, but we have different bathrooms. So, like, one of the bases is downstairs, one of them is upstairs. So, like, we usually get different, we get ready at different times.
It's like so much work, Claire.
Yeah.
It's just using the same base.
Do you have to, sorry, this is so random, but do you have to, like, change the head?
That's what she's saying.
No, I'm saying, like, do you have to, like, get rid of it after a while?
Oh.
I do, I, like, maybe every.
He's nodding his head, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to, at least.
I want these to work. I miss the headphones.
But, okay, going back to this razor thing, there's a chance she could have just miscommunicated. Maybe they both thought they had the same color. I doubt someone who's shaving their face with a pubic razor is like, yeah, I know she's using this razor. I'm going to put it on my face. Like, there's no way.
Also, what if she didn't, like, clean?
I mean, like,
what if she didn't clean
the
razor after, like, using it and there's still, like, hairs stuck in the razor? And she's using it to shave her face.
Let's just hope that she looks before she shaves.
Well, clearly she's not, because there's a color,
I mean,
like...
Unless, ew. Unless she's, like, washing it off and cleaning it beforehand. But even then, like, going through all that work, just pick up your own or get, like, a designated face razor.
I doubt she... Yeah. I fully doubt that she's like, yeah, I want to use her razor on my face. Like, there's just no way. There must be some confusion. Because who in their right mind is, like, fine with that?
But also, like... Aren't you keeping your razor, like, the razors that you use in the shower stay in the shower? They're not moving to the bathroom counter, right? Like, do we shave our legs in the shower? That's what I do,
right?
No,
I do it in the sink.
Oh.
Wait, what?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I do it in the shower, too. No, mine stay in the shower as well.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she's actively going to the shower, grabbing the razor, and then using it on her face.
I see what you're saying.
But, like,
I see what you're saying.
So, what's happening here?
Mm, Well, like, maybe she's just being a little bit, like, maybe the color of the razor that the roommate... I'm arguing the wrong side again. Can you go back to your thing? Let me think about an argument.
She's not the a-hole for telling her because, like, it's communication. I feel like if you notice something that your roommate's doing, you should tell them. Again, I've never lived with roommates, so I can't say, but...
Well, like, it's the same thing with, like, brothers and shit.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Oh, if I saw my brother use my toothbrush, I'd crash out. I already get a little bit, grossed out when he's sick and we use the same, like, toothpaste bottle.
Mm.
Is that weird of me? I don't know, but, like,
No, but my sister steals my toothpaste and it irks me to my core.
Same.
She'll come home for a visit and bring just her toothbrush, and then she'll be like, I'll be, like, months, I'm like, where's your toothpaste? And she's like, oh, I've been using yours. Don't I pay for? Like, not even my mom got it. I paid for myself. And we went camping, and she was like, so do you have toothpaste? I know you've been using mine. And I was like, no, I don't have toothpaste for you. No. And then she was like, seriously, like, can I have the toothpaste? You should have brought your own. And every time she comes home, she purposely, like, she'll bring everything, but she'll leave her toothpaste. It irks me to my core. I'm getting so angry. It makes me so freaking angry. In conclusion, you would be the a-hole if you told her, because if it really was that big of a deal for you in the first place, you should have designated it better, written your name on it, and...
You writing your name on your razor? Tell me. Look me dead in the eye.
If someone kept stealing it, I would. Mm-hmm.
Did your roommates ever steal your razor?
No, my roommate... We had our own separate shelves.
Did they steal your food?
Yes!
Yeah, and did you tell them?
Yes!
Yeah, exactly, so therefore...
Shit. No, I never told them.
Yes!
Because I love sharing. Sharing is freaking caring. Am I right?
Well, you don't like sharing with your sister.
No, because she steals it! What does Reddit freaking say? Goddamn. What does Reddit say, Claire?
Let's look at what Reddit says now. Okay, let's see. Comments say, not the a-hole. Tell her you shave your that razor.
Oh.
I effing hate roommates that don't understand boundaries. I've had some issues with her. And, never mind. Nah, lol, this reminds me of when my sister and I bought different colored toothbrushes so we wouldn't mix ours up. Until weeks later, when she saw me brushing my teeth and we realized that we both thought the purple one was ours.
Mine was purple too.
Yeah. I bring it up like that. Hey, I know we picked different colors, but I noticed the razor keeps moving. Mine's the orange one, right? That's a good way of approaching it, I think.
Yeah.
If she says yes.
Look, you don't need to be referencing, like, yeah, and it's been in my cooch, by the way, and you put it on your face. Now, that's so, like...
Well, like, don't obviously say it like that, but, like, if I saw you using my cooch razor and it was on your face, I'd be like... I'd be like, bro, Louisa... Take that shit off your face.
It's pretty normal for women to use their razors to move the bikini line. I really can't see how she could be surprised by this. My concern would be that telling/confronting her would lead to her just getting better at putting it back in the right spot. By all means.
But again,
that's so weird. If, like, you told me, like, by the way, that thing you use your face on, I put it in my cooch. I'm actively never touching anything belongs to you ever again.
Okay, so do we decide that she is not the a-hole?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to second that I don't think that she is. I think it would be a valid thing for her to do. But okay. It'd be called it birth. But all so right. Reddit thinks that they're not, though. That's the general consensus.
Yes. That's what the Reddit comments say.
Okay. That's so much
that's
fun.
That's awesome. Okay. Next story. Okay. Story number two. Would I be the a-hole if I put a pot of old spaghetti on my roommate's bed? Louisa and Izzy, what do you... Okay, Louisa goes first since Izzy went first last time, so...
I'm gonna say you are the a-hole because, like, what did they do to put spaghetti in their bed?
Like, just a pot? Like, in the pot or just, like, straight
pot? Like, sauce and noodle.
Pot of old spaghetti.
But, like, did they pour it?
I think I'd kill somebody.
I guess we will see.
It's like a little, like...
Like, a little snack up. For later. What do you mean? No, just saving it for later.
Louisa's thinking.
It's still a snack for later.
Are you saying you have spaghetti in your bed?
No, Louisa's saying if she found spaghetti in her bed, she would eat it.
So, am I 600 pounds? No, but.
When we slept in your bed, was there spaghetti in there?
You tell me.
You know what? Maybe maybe we'll put spaghetti in her bed.
Maybe that's why it was so hot, because she warmed it up with, like, spaghetti.
You know, I fully believe that.
I was at perfect temperature, so I think it's a you guys thing.
Sleeps on the floor. Maybe.
What a gracious host I am.
Probably, floor. She probably hit
you
the...
You guys get my bed, and you're being greedy about it. You're being...
I totally would have slept on the floor. I totally would have slept on the floor, bro.
She probably hid the spaghetti under the bed to snack on.
Damn.
Anyways, I'm never sleeping in Louise's bed ever again. About 4 days ago, my roommate decided he wanted to make some spaghetti. So, he just got out a big pot and made it. Well, only about half of it got eaten, and instead of putting it the rest in a bowl and putting it in the fridge, he just left it on the counter in the pot. He does crap like this all a lot, and he's very lazy and never cleans up after himself, and normally I do
it.
He
just left the f***ing pot there. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. This time, I decided I'm not his mom, so I won't pick up after him, and the pot has sat there.
His choice was the bed.
And the pot has sat there for 4 days. After about 2 days, okay, that's kind of disgusting. 4 days.
It's not. Wait, what?
That like, he didn't.
He let it sit there for 4 days.
But was he home though?
I think so. Yeah.
So he was just sleeping in the bed with.
No. The pot was on the stove with the spaghetti in it.
Okay. Because I was thinking that she, like, put the pasta in the bed and he left it there for 4 days. I was like,
No. Okay, after about 2 days of it sitting there, he decided it'd be a good idea to put some hot water in it and let it soak. Except he never cleaned it, so it sat there. It started to stink, and instead of him thinking it might be a good idea to clean it, he put a effing lid on it.
That's my king.
Well, I looked through the lid not that long ago, and there was... effing maggots on the side of the pot. I asked him when he was going to clean it, and he said he would today, but knowing him, he's not going to.
So just to give... not only are they putting spaghetti in the bed, they're putting maggots in the bed. No, that's not okay. Can we switch?
No!
Just to give a bit of an idea of how lazy he is, literally all he does is smoke weed and play on his computer all day. He doesn't pay rent. It is his parents' house, and they are letting him stay for free.
Okay, so 20, obviously he's going to be a
and
chud.
And he only has a job, so he can afford weed and food. So would I be the a-hole if I took the pot and set it on the bed, not dump it out, but set it there so he goes into the room, it's all...
No, but then the...
he hasn't done it yet.
But the maggots...
But he's not pouring it out.
He hasn't put
it
in,
but the maggots,
though.
They go.
Like, this isn't... He hasn't even put the spaghetti in the bed yet. This is him saying, would I be the a-hole if I did?
Have you guys seen maggots before?
Yes, I used to be so scared of them as a kid.
I've never seen a maggot.
And let me show a photo. Let me show.
We don't need the photo, Claire.
My God, it scared me.
They're so nasty.
No, I actually hate maggots so much. Camwa.
Ew, it looks like noodles.
Louisa, you want to go first?
Okay. I'm going to say... Okay. Obviously, I have to say that you would be the a-hole if you did this, because at this point, there are maggots in the food, so if you're putting this on their bed, then you can be putting maggots on their bed, which, like, no matter how dirty they are, does anyone really deserve that? Because that's really disgusting. And, like, at the end of the day, you could have just, like, sat them down, like, had an intervention, like, listen, I know your parents pay for this, I know, like, you're, like, low-key high all the time, but please, you're an adult, please lock in. Stop getting high, clean up after yourself, because I can't do it anymore. And if you, like, really lay down the law with them and they don't get it, find somewhere else to live at this point. Like, find it, because, like, I don't know if he's also getting this free ride from his friend's parents, but, like, surely not.
Is it a girl or a guy? Like,
doesn't say.
Because, like, it's not like they're dating or anything. They can just move out, bro. Like, that's so nasty.
This guy's 20 years old, mind you.
And, like,
our age, bro.
Yeah,
that's chud behavior. But, like, I thought, okay, initially I thought that he was just, like, leaving the spaghetti out on, like, the stove for a bit for it to cool down. Because you can't put, like, hot food, like, straight into the fridge, right? Or you'll get sick.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the longest I would leave out, like, pasta is, like, a couple hours max. What?
Pasta.
Oh, my God. Can I do anything right?
Stupid.
But yeah, you don't, like, put warm food in the fridge. But then like they didn't even, he didn't even like soak it right after he was done like packing it up. So they're not the a-hole because he deserves that. Because he's disgusting.
Yes, sure.
Oh my god, I forgot that the moral of the story.
That was like, I went through like the seven stages of grief. You have to defend this man.
I did defend him.
Is that it?
But I'm defending the chud, not the...
Yeah, you have to defend the chud. The fat, like, rich, you know, stoner chud.
Life gets hard sometimes. You just need to smoke a J, be a chud, and leave out some spaghetti.
But every day, though...
It literally happens, bro.
Every
but
day.
In his defense, how much of a chud is he really? Because he still has a job. He's just getting a little bit
his parents are rich, facts. Paying for his building. And he only has money for weed and food.
And what else could you really need?
Do you tell me, Louisa?
But what's crazy to me is, like, you're living in your parents' house. How can you be, like, treating their cooking appliances and stuff like that?
I think they have a separate place.
Yeah, I know, but still, that's disgusting. Like, maggots can lead to much bigger problems.
Yeah.
Okay, like, maybe he's got, like, some sort of, like, mental disability or, like...
Well, his parents are pretty rich, then they could pay for his therapy.
But, like, maybe, like, some people just, like, don't believe in it. Some people are just against it. Like, it's obviously not the right mindset to have, but clearly he's not mentally okay if he's... Like, okay, who in their right mind is eating out pasta?
Who?
And then is, like, oh, I'm just gonna put some water in it and let it sit. Oh, there's maggots. Okay, it can let you over. Bro.
Burn the pot. Burn the house.
It's going right in the incinerator, like dumpsters or it's not staying in my home. And also the fact that the writer or whatever, like, I get, like, you're frustrated. It's not, like, you didn't make that mess. But if I'm seeing maggots in my home,
that is fair. It. Like, he did just leave it.
In my roommate's bed. Like.
In conclusion.
What does Reddit have to say about this chud man, who I do think would not be the a-hole, by the way, if he did this.
So someone said, maybe not the bed because it could easily tip over, but put it on his desk or something, not the a-hole.
Okay, how about you just wash it? How about you take a picture of it, send it to him, and then just, like, be like, yo, this is not cool, and then just throw it out.
Him and be like, clean this now, you dirty chud.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not the a-hole, that's disgusting. I agree with the other commentator who said put it somewhere it wouldn't easily tip over, but you should really look into not living with this guy, letting maggots get into a pot.
Yeah, you're also friends with this man.
Isn't something you should have to put up with.
When people are dirty, that seeps into their, like, everyday regular life. So you're telling me, like, he's just been dirty and you are friends with him.
Really tough. I feel it's justified, and I personally approve, but I'm sure I can give you a not the a-hole. But I'm not sure I can give you a not the a-hole because it's vengeful. Just throw him out or leave. Just throw him out or leave.
Dude, that's so nerdy.
This situation won't ever get better. Okay? Not the a-hole, but he might kick you out since his parents own the house. That's what I'm saying. Just throw the whole pot away every time he does it.
Throw the whole friendship away. That's
disgusting. Yeah, I'm throwing that pot away.
Bro, if I found you... And we were living together, and I found that you left a pot in the sink, and there was maggots in there. I'd be like, Claire, what the f*** are you doing with your life? Actually, what the f*** are you doing?
No, at that point, call 911. Like, yeah, there's something wrong.
Not to wrap on this episode of Yellow Dog Kid.
Thanks for listening.
Join us next week for episode 4. We're out every Friday on Spirit Live.
And follow us at TMU Devil's Advocate.
Woo! Yay!
Yay!